President Barack Obama has praised President Mills for Ghana's economic transformation, entrenched democracy, rule of law, freedom of speech, peace, respect for human rights, and strengthening of institutions of state. Ghana will therefore continue to remain a strong ally of the U.S. in development and security. President Obama said this when President Mills visited the Oval Office at the White House. The two leaders were hopeful that they will be re-elected this year for another four-year mandate. Our presidential correspondent Seth Iyah reports from Washington, D.C.
The meeting between President Mills and his American counterpart Barack Obama was a high point on the itinerary for the official visit. The two presidents were happy to have met officially again after President Obama's historic visit to Ghana in July 2009. Since then, a lot has happened, especially in the area of Ghana-US relations. Those relations have been anchored on the Obama administration's foreign policy of partnership for growth, which focuses on security, political, economic and humanitarian interests. Ghana's economic transformation and human development success story in the last 3 years could not have been well told by any other person than the President of the United States of America. President Obama said he is proud of Ghana-US relations and hope that those will continue to grow in leaps and bounds even beyond their tenure in office.
Partnership for Growth, that is also another mechanism where we're collaborating, for example, on power generation and credit to small businesses and medium-sized businesses inside of Ghana. Ghana has also been a leader, a responsible actor on the international stage, working in the region to help stabilize and reduce conflict there. They've been a strong partner with us in the United Nations on a whole range of international issues. And as important, President Mills has consistently spoken out on behalf of human rights and making sure that everyone is treated fairly and not discriminated against inside of his country. So I am very proud of the friendship and the partnership between Ghana and the United States. I am confident that it will continue.
President Mills said Ghana cherishes her relations with the U.S. This is because the countries have shared values, which is democracy and peace. He said collaboration with the U.S. is yielding positive results.
I'm here to also thank you for the help that we have been enjoying and for the high level of cooperation and collaboration that exists between our two countries. We have come to accept that democracy is the only way, and democracy goes with development. And if you come to Africa, our people are yearning for only one thing: improvement in their daily lives. And there can be no development without peace, which means that we should do the things which will ensure that there is peace and that there is no room for conflict.
President Mills reiterated his resolve to ensure that this year's general elections are free, fair, transparent and peaceful.
We have elections this year, but we are going to ensure that there is peace before, during, after the election, because when there is no peace, it's not the leaders who suffer, it's the ordinary people who have elected us into office. So we have a big challenge, and we know that some of our friends in Africa are looking up to us, and we dare not fail them.
The two leaders continued their discussion behind closed doors. From the White House in Washington, D.C., Seth Iyah reporting for Radio Ghana.